Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right.
That's good.
Now then. I've actually talked about this before. Got my finger in the air.
I know.
I can't remember when it was, but it was about scientists want to bring back like woolly mammoths with
yes.
the hate of Asian elephants.
I mean, talking about this.
The Asian elephants aren't involved in a white lab coat sort of way, but they're being spliced together with them. It's all gene coding, DNA, wheelbarrow word stuff.
Gotcha.
And I've got to be honest with you, I read it 3 or 4 times. Nothing stayed.
It's just gone in one ear and out the other.
It was just so complicated. Anyway, when I talked about it before, the scientists were just at the talking about it stage, but now they got a $15 million start-up for it.
To bring back the mammoths?
Yes, to bring it back. Now...
bring them back.
George Church.
Bring out the mammoths.
George Church, a geneticist at Harvard and MIT, which is a Manukau Institute of Technology, is well happy. And now he's going to start gene splicing the mammoth and the Asian elephant. They shared a common ancestor that lived 6 million years ago, so apparently that helps.
I was going to say, so a mammoth, in my mind, is just a big hairy elephant with some huge tusks.
Yes, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's sort of a little bit obviously genetically different to an elephant we have now.
Yes.
But an it's elephant, quite wild to think they're not necessarily like they're like, oh, they shared an ancestor, and you're like, but, well, you'd hope but, so. Otherwise, how did they end up looking like that?
But we all did, if you go back far enough.
We
you
were
know
all
what I mean?
Woolly mammoths one day.
Now the whole point of it is to genetically produce cold resistant elephants to forage across Siberia, which studies found would be beneficial to the environment. Now okay, I'm going to start there. Now, I class myself as a citizen scientist. I
think we all are scientists.
Do you know what I mean? That's what French people, they call themselves citizen scientists.
Okay.
Of course they do. And I'm not really happy about any of this.
Okay.
And I'm going to explain why.
I hope those scientists are listening. Rob is waggling his finger.
Listen, I'm right behind anything that helps the environment. You know, you've got to do it. But I don't know if they're aware... Pages turn over.
But the planet
is warming up and all the cold bits are melting, right?
But aren't they trying to make the mammoths to slow that down?
Nah, it's not going to happen, is
it? It might.
Nah, so I reckon you'd be better off to sort out an aquatic elephant.
Oh.
Rather than...
But then what's the aquatic elephant going to do?
Breathe underwater.
Yeah, but what... aren't they doing it to help... something?
Yeah, but it's going to take so long, and you know, fair play when I'm trying to sort something out, but do you know what I mean?
I'm not sure if I agree, but I am following. But what I would like to know is, can elephants swim?
They can.
It's like horses, they're such good swimmers, and it doesn't look like they should be.
Yeah,
but
they can.
Okay. Right. The never ending story.
Now, number two.
Zoe!
I watched that the other night and
cried. Did you still cry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter how many times you see it.
It was as terrible as it was when
yeah,
I was a child.
Yeah, do you know what? I have to look out, otherwise I'll start bottom-lipping it myself.
Oh, awful. No. Why
anyway,
did you bring that up?
I'm so sorry.
It doesn't matter how much research you do on preserved mammoth bodies. You'll never find out what they thought about.
Yeah.
And how they behaved. I mean, they could be zen or they could be totally opposite of that.
Absolutely buck wild.
Do you know what I mean? Now, number three, the mammoth hybrid, look at his point of view, it's all of a sudden like, what's going on here?
Why are you roping me into your mess?
Yeah.
And is it ethical?
Probably not.
I thought about this for a long time, almost all the way on the train.
It is a long time. It's
in,
a long bloody
and,
train ride.
I don't think it is.
Okay. Why?
Well, you shouldn't be messing about with stuff like that.
It's pretty intense bringing something back from the dead.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I like mammoths and all that, but I don't know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder if this is how the conversation went when they were trying to clone Dolly the sheep.
Oh, my God.
Is it ethical?
Yeah.
On the train, having
right,
a think.
Right, have I got time for this?
You got a poem?
No, I've got
oh, no.
a real quick
you got
thing.
Another one? Yeah.
The Earth is spinning faster than 50 years ago, right? On June 29th, the Earth's full rotation took 1.59 milliseconds less in 24 hours than it did like 50 years ago. It's the shortest day ever recorded.
Whoa.
Now, apparently, I mean, but 1.5 milliseconds, that could have been someone made a mistake 50 years ago. But anyway, apparently, if the Earth's fast rotation continues, it could lead to the introduction of the first ever negative leap second. Dun, dun,
wait,
dun.
Negative leap second?
When a second, the clock will go back.
Oh.
Because astrophysicist Graham Jones, he's been loving this, he has warned we may have to remove a second from our our atomic clock, which could potentially create problems for IT systems and stuff like that.
Y2K.
Oh, my God.
Some experts believe the melting and refreshing of the ice caps on mountains could be contributing to the irregular speed, or it could, this is my favourite thing ever, be the Chandler wobble.
Sorry, what?
The Chandler wobble is the change in the spin of the Earth on its axis. It's the same as if you see a spinning top or a toy starts to slow down, it does that little
wobble.
And
does that wobbly thing. Yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
end of Inception.
Yeah, that is called
spoilers.
That is called the Chandler wobble. You're just referencing the.
Out what can
of this,
I say? I'm a film lover.
So yeah, it could be the Chandler wobble. Wobble is my word of the week. I just love that word.
Mm, it
kept
word.
Coming in my head. Wobble.
Wobble. Mm.
But anyway, so there you go. I don't
Thank
know
you,
why
Rob.
They're spinning out about that. It's 1.5 milliseconds.
Out.
Just chill out.
You got a poem for us?
No.
Okay, no. No poems today, but you have got a bit of X-ray specs for us this morning.
Yeah, I love Polystyrene and miss her immensely, and
She's
this is
a
just
genius.
A beautiful song.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Germ-free adolescence by X-ray Specs.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you, Rob.